Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
So before we start the topic that we are going to talk about today, we have some news. We today got a like from the one and only Paul Carrick Brunson, Maths UK. So we're sort of feeling as though we're a step closer to getting him to Crystal Palace on our and getting him to sit on the sofa.
Come
Who would
he
sit
interview?
Next to? You or me?
Me. I'm the one that fancies him.
Okay. Maybe I should have him on my sofa then to protect him.
No, come here. Maybe let's not scare him off.
We'll invite his wife as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is obviously a very lovely lady, and if she's married to the god that is Paul. But I'm also obviously a very happily married woman. Can we just say, James, actually, so one thing since last week, I'm like, okay, I need to just make sure I'm telling James things because he was quite shocked about the frog.
Affairs.
Kissing the frog in affairs. So I'm now giving him a little bit of a heads up if I say anything that I think that he may need to know.
Yeah.
So I did just give him a little heads up on the old BDE. And then
Big Dick Energy.
And then this morning he said, what episode was that? I want to have a listen so I can have a little pep on the way to work. So he's using it to boost his self-esteem now, which I quite liked.
You're welcome.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're welcome, James.
Welcome, James.
But yeah, so that's quite nice. And also a friend of mine saying that she was just listening to the weight episode and it brought a tear to her eye. And she's not feeling great about her weight at the moment. And she said it really helped her.
Oh, good.
So I feel like I need to listen to that one and find out. I can't remember what we say. That's my problem.
That's the problem. We genuinely record them. Don't listen back, as you may be able to tell. And then just upload them quickly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we'll start overthinking it. We'll start editing it. And we'll cringe. And we'll probably be mortified and slightly embarrassed by certain things that we've said. And
yeah. Finally got a handle on my panic attacks. I don't want those bad boys coming back by actually listening to
exactly.
these episodes.
And I just think it's better, like the whole purpose of it is being raw and authentic and like not just doing things for show and trying to be something that we're not. So yeah. Let's just keep it real. Keep it real.
Keep it real. And a lot of people have actually been saying to me, which is really nice, because you've been much braver at putting it out there. Let's have it right. Like, you've been much braver at saying to people, hey, I'm doing this. Whereas I actually haven't been doing that. But because we do know quite a lot, like, we've got friends in common.
Exactly.
And so those people have kind of got wind who have then passed it to other people. And I actually had someone walk up to me in the playground this morning and say, I haven't seen you in ages, but I feel like I've been having conversations with you because I've been listening. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I just want to shout out. I want to be the third person in the conversation. I suppose that was always what it was meant to be as well. Just a conversation between us that hopefully you're enjoying as well.
Totally.
Like, so with that in mind, what were we talking about? Or did I just, I cut you off? Sorry.
No, I was just thinking that's exactly what we wanted to be, kind of like mates in the room, right?
Yeah.
Because I've definitely had very similar feedback. And actually, surprisingly, from some people that are really quite honest and wouldn't say they're enjoying it for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be that polite. Not through unkindness, just because they're great mates and they're honest. I don't know why I keep saying using the word mate recently. I keep saying, oh, mate. I even say it to Gabriella and Mark. Like, oh, mate. Yeah, totally. Like,
it's probably
is that from you?
No. I don't know. Bertie is saying it quite a lot. Oh. Like, he calls me mate quite a lot. He's like, oh, mate. Mate, he kind of says it in a particular way as well, so maybe I have been saying it. I know I get like that when you say a word loads and loads and loads.
Yeah, like basically.
I've rediscovered the word lush recently, which apparently is a Welsh word, which I never knew about.
Oh,
obviously, it's my Welsh heritage.
Of course. I always say it's West Country.
Oh, maybe it is. Oh, lush. I mean, let's lamp Wales and the West Country together. They're kind of in that space, aren't they?
Kind of West,
So yeah, apparently lush is a real Welsh word, which I didn't know. But I use that quite a lot at the moment, and I find myself using it and being like, I'm overusing the word lush.
Do you know what? I think I might start using it. Lush.
But actually, I can't be too... we were just talking about this before we started recording, and I cannot be too harsh with myself at the moment because menopause mind is a real thing. And yeah. I couldn't remember the word shoe yesterday. Like, I literally was like, you know that thing, you know?
Yeah.
That you put on your foot, like, the word shoe. Like, it's just escaped me for about 15 minutes. I felt like Homer Simpson on that episode where he can't remember the word spoon. But, yeah.
It's fucking... hard work, that sort of brain fog thing. I mean, I don't know whether I've got menopause, but I have suddenly gone from, as you know, super regular, like every, you know, 25 days or whatever,
to
like
set your clock by it. Is that the word?
Totally. Phrase? To not suddenly my period stopping, not pregnant, 10 tests at least, negative. To not having periods for now since the 26th of January, and I'm feeling like. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling like I'm not quite myself.
In a bit of a funk.
A bit of a funk, which and is what we were...
You need that release, I think.
Yeah, you do. Like, I keep saying over the last few days, I was sort of saying it's like a pressure cooker. You know, I feel like those, like that week or whatever before your period, it's like... and then, you know, the lid's off once you start to... Yeah.
But
go.
You've got that feeling
I've
of like
got that constant feeling of like, yeah. And I've really sort of, it's been affecting everything. Mark says I've been an absolute arse to live with. Like I sort of, flutter from like being great and really good fun to like mental or like just grumpy, bit grumpy.
I mean, that's me 24/7. And like
skits.
I'm on a constant roller coaster of high and low. Although actually I saw my most amazing lady who does shiatsu massage, which I absolutely love it. And it's really like, I spoke to her yesterday. She always just asks me how I am. And I've noticed that I always go to more my mental health first, like how I'm feeling in my mind.
Yeah.
And I said, actually what I'm trying to do is at the moment, since, you know, being diagnosed, going through the treatment and then recovering, now I'm kind of stepping back into the world, so to speak. Hello.
Yeah.
And sorry, I was just doing something funny with my mic.
I was just
and
getting
she was
to re
telling me off.
Reposition. Sorry.
Speaking of reposition.
Reposition her mic.
And now she's like, stop my trail of thoughts. Now I've like
literally. Oh, so you were shiatsu massage. Oh, you were normally saying you focus on the mind and actually you're now trying to, and then I interrupted.
So at the moment I've been in this real state of, what am I doing with the rest of my life? And I don't know what I'm doing and what I'm being, or am I going to be a writer or a podcaster, or am I going to go back to university and do a semiotics degree? I mean, why anyone would go back to university and do a semiotics degree, I have no idea, but it sounded like something quite fun. And so I've been in this real state of flux and agreed to myself this week that I don't have to decide what I'm doing with the rest of my life right now.
Yeah.
I just kind of need to live my life right
completely.
Now and honor my commitments, which I have quite a lot of. And that's all I have to do. I don't have to fix the world right now.
No.
And so being more in the present and being more centered. And that's something that I feel like the shiatsu massage has actually helped me with. Because having that once a month is a real time where I just go in just for me. She's been working on some like aches and kind of pains that I have, which she's amazing at. I do think it's bringing this real sense of my time and just checking in every month with, and just having that kind of like check-in period has been really, really helpful. But I also don't kind of get those cycles anymore because I don't have, you know, I don't have the body parts anymore. Yeah. Like I've had the full hysterectomy, but I definitely still feel like I have a cycle in terms of the moon.
And I think we were talking about that before, weren't we, that men have cycles,
yeah, for sure,
and that will be
to do with
moon
that.
Related,
yeah,
won't it?
So it might just, you know, it's just that as well. I think that you will have that release and you'll start to feel more on an even keel again.
I hope so. I think it, I just want it keeps peaking and decreasing. Hopefully. I didn't realise how important it was until it just disappears.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling of like, oh, thank fuck. You know, like, I'm not mental. You know that, like, oh.
Oh,
but can I just ask, actually, what's the difference between a shiatsu massage and a normal massage?
So shiatsu, tell me,
because I haven't had a shiatsu massage.
Shiatsu is basically the Japanese form of acupuncture. So, like, acupuncture is using needles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And is traditionally, people are going to hate me if I get this wrong, but is from China.
Yeah.
And then Japanese is that's their form of acupuncture, but it's not done with needles. It's done via the hands.
Okay.
And also she uses her knees sometimes as well if she really wants to get in somewhere.
Right.
But it uses essentially the same pressure points as acupuncture.
Right, just
and it uses the same kind of chi, kind of like, yeah, theory, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you have it fully clothed as well. So you wear baggy clothes, so it's all done through the clothes.
Okay.
But she manipulates you into, so starts off with your tummy actually, and she'll have a quick feel of all of these different kind of points that are linked to different parts of the body. And she is so insightful. Like, not last time, but the time before, she asked me if I'd been a bit sad, and I was like, yes, how did you know that? And she could tell it from my tummy. Like, what?
It's mental, that sort of thing. Have you had kinesiology before?
No. You've talked to me about this before.
Absolutely insane. Like your body, the things that there are so many examples, but like, basically, like food intolerance, one of the kinesiologists I saw, you know, got me to hold things, and like the strength in my arm, you know, if I was holding something that was good for me, I could hold it up as she applied pressure. And then other things, I literally had nothing. It just, I had no, you know, okay. I'm currently like quacking my arm, but I had no strength whatsoever. And then this other guy that I saw could tell like the years of trauma from my arm.
Wow.
Like, and he got them bang on. There was one thing I thought wasn't correct. But then actually he could name that I'd had some loss, and it was my friend Alan when I was 18.
Mm.
And I actually got the year wrong. It was him that got
the
it
year
right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Like, just mad. Yeah. It's just mad stuff, isn't it? That people can work things out.
It's crazy and it's different. But I saw a chiropractor last year at Glastonbury, which got my back cracked in the field, and like he knew like where my pain originated from and stuff, and he could tell that just from like feeling my back. And I was like, you're a magician, mate. Like, the click in my body when he clicked it was like a nuclear bomb had gone off inside my body. Like, I could feel, like, you know when you throw a rock in the water and you feel I could feel, like, it was like a feeling I've never felt before. It was so bizarre, like, to the point where I'm already fantasizing about going back and seeing him this Glastonbury.
God,
like, if he's
he
not there, oh, I know who he is. Oh. I know. I've got his card. I could
where's
have gone.
He based?
He's based in, like, it's not Chichester, that's the one near Cirencester, near Gloucester.
Right.
So I could go up and see him, but I just haven't done. And now Glastonbury's so close, I'm just going to go see him again at Glastow. But yeah, he's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm fascinated by those sort of things now.
I'm actually going to see a nutritionist as well, because I know, God, some people must just think, ugh, these women in their lives. But I am, because I spoke to a lady who I know who's lovely, and she's done a lot of courses and degrees and stuff in nutrition. And I said, I should really see you after my cancer diagnosis and just like get my eating correct. And she actually said, I can't, which I love this about people when they're really just honest and frank. Because she could have probably just taken my money and run.
Yeah.
And I would have trusted her because I know her. And because I'm not great at reading the small print. But she was like, I'm not trained in cancer. You need to see someone who's specially trained. And she put me onto these people. So I think I'm going to see them as well. And just like, because I feel like that will really help. With some of that funkness and some of the kind of, maybe sometimes at certain times of the month, not feeling so great.
Mm.
I feel like if I sort my nutrition out.
Oh, I definitely think that. And I think that's something that's got me into a bit of a funk this week, is that I I'm just like, I've seen nutritionists, dietitians, you know, God knows how much money I've actually spent over the years on these people.
Really?
And I think it's just, it's, and it's not, it's, I know exactly what to do. It goes back to kind of that weight episode, I guess. It's just actually the, for some reason, I can't, I just haven't got the motivation or the sort of self-discipline to stick to it.
Yeah.
Or I'm just not interested in, I do want a slice of toast with my eggs or, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's,
and
I mean, they're
fine.
Great to see, but I just, some of the stuff I've been told to do, it's just not realistic. And actually, especially if I'm feeling like if it's hormonal and like premenstrual and stuff, it's just like, yeah, I know I should probably do that and I could do this and whatever, juicing and
what eating. So sorry, did you, have you been told that you shouldn't eat bread then?
Because well, if they're gonna tell me I've that got a slight, I've got a sort of gluten and lactose, you know, intolerance. It's certainly not an allergy, but like,
so this is making me nervous that they're going to tell me that and they're going to try and make me quit bread, because I tell you what, I ain't fucking quitting bread.
No, man. I mean, I don't know. I just find it's just so much information. But I was actually at dinner with some great friends of mine on Saturday night, and one of them was saying that she's seen a dietitian and she's never had a weight problem. She's got the gorgeous figure.
Bitch.
And she was just sort of saying that actually, because there is, again, like so much information out there and so much contradicts each other. And
oh.
It's like, where, you know, you say fast, you know, one person says fasting's great and blah, 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 you know, helps your cells, helps this, helps, you know, does so much beyond weight. It's about sort of general health. And then another person's like, actually fasting just isn't very, you know, missing breakfast isn't great.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway. So, but she was just saying, and this is what my dietitian actually said, because whilst you wouldn't look at me and think I have an eating disorder, she says I have very disordered eating.
Oh, me
in
too.
In that I'll try and like starve until I have to eat, mm-hmm. just to try not to eat so much. Whereas my friend said this about her dietitian, and my dietitian said the same. Just keep it really simple. Just eat 3 meals a day and don't worry too much. Just be consistent with your eating, because your body will like hang on to.
It's like the yo-yoing.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah,
it's
that
really
whole
bad.
Thing that I said before, like deprivation equals starvation equals binge equals guilt. And you just go around in that cycle.
Vicious
so I
cycle.
Think that's what I'm going to stick to. But I think my funk has been because I basically want to lose weight and I'm fucked off that I can't stick to anything. And I'm annoyed that I have to. And how did I get here? And blah, 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 blah.
But how's the gym going? You're still going to the guy,
yeah, I am still
you?
Going to the gym, but I am sort of not getting up in time.
Oh, no.
Because I have to get there for 6:30 to make it all work for the school run. So,
you know, were really enjoying that as
I
well.
I am really. And I'm going to go tomorrow morning. The only reason I didn't go this morning. Do you know what? I went yesterday morning and I came back buzzing like Tigger. I am absolutely that. Like, I'm not a morning person, but getting to the gym for 6:30, doing a workout and coming home, I am super charged and happy this morning. But my phone charger was downstairs last night and
I know what you're gonna say,
and my phone battery was low,
yeah,
and I couldn't be asked to go downstairs and get it. And so I asked Mark to wake me up, and he didn't. He claims he doesn't remember. But
oh,
I definitely
classic.
Said it. Thanks, Mark. And then so I didn't go, so that's probably why I'm in a bit of a mood today.
Well, do you know what you need to do? You know what I did last night when I realised my phone was low on battery and I didn't have my charger next to my bed?
What?
I fucking kicked James and said, go get my bloody charger. I'm
oh my
tired.
God.
I've done today. I'm out.
Did
That's what
do
I
it?
Say to him.
Did he do it?
Yes, he fucking did.
Did
it.
He?
Of course he did. He knows,
oh my God, there's no
he knows
way.
What side his bread's buttered on.
Oh my God, James. It's
yeah.
Tell Mark to be more like you.
Yeah, I order him around like a right old one, me.
Oh my God, there's no way. There's no way. That...
But I'm strategy and he's more execution. We've agreed that.
Yeah,
I'm strategy,
fair,
he's
fair.
Execution. So, you know,
yeah.
I've had the foresight. If he wants to do strategy, I've told him he can take over strategy and I'll do execution if that's what he wants to focus on.
Right.
But, you know, we can only both do one.
Yeah, well, I think Mark and I sort of share strategy and execution.
Yeah, see, I'm lucky.
And that's
that
where
he's...
that's where we've fallen down.
Yeah,
see... also someone has taken my charger. So anyway, basically, yeah, That's
get back onto your gym, and before you know it, you'll be feeling right buzzy again.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite funny, actually. I've realised that I actually find that I got more excited about it being dark in the morning.
There's
something.
I see that.
Am I the only person in the UK?
I love it when I get up in the dark. Or, no, because I feel like when I get up really early.
Yeah.
So when I had Dorothy, I used to be up with the larks. Yeah. And I loved it because you almost feel like, I don't know why I'm whispering.
I know, but I was doing the same.
You almost feel like you're in a secret little world.
Yes.
It's like that before every. I don't feel that's quite so much at night. I don't know why. I think it's because it's naughty things at night that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You probably shouldn't be doing, like, staying up. But when you're up early, I just feel like, I feel a bit smug.
Yeah.
Talking about smugness, I feel a bit smug when I'm up early. I feel like all these people asleep when they could be up.
Definitely.
Making use of the day.
There is a definite natural smugness that you just... Because this morning we were all walking the dogs and everyone's like, oh, isn't it such a nice day? Because it's so beautiful and sunny and shiny today. And I was like, yeah, but... I'm really gutted about those mornings getting lighter. But we're moving forwards now, aren't we? This weekend, the clock's going forward.
We lose an hour on Mother's Day, which is just awful.
Yeah, it's a bit of crap, isn't it?
Someone told me, actually, as well, that apparently Trump's got rid of it. Trump's got rid of their clock change, which I was like, that's mental.
Well, Venezuela did it. They changed the time.
Did they?
By half an hour. So not to... At one point, I can't remember if it's Chavez or Maduro, but at one point... They didn't want to be on the same time zone as America at any time, so they
can't blame you, Venezuela.
No, I can't blame Venezuela. You know, Venezuela has the most amount of oil, more than Saudi, in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Just as a little fact there.
Little fun.
This is
fact.
All turning into a catch up. We haven't even decided what to I talk know, about yet.
I know, Jane. We're not really talking about anything.
Maybe this is just the adulting bollocks catch up.
Yeah.
Why not? Now we're like, what do we talk about?
Maybe we should just call it funk.
Funk.
I think we should call it
funk, man. It is funk.
We're both in a bit of a funk today.
We are in a bit of a funk. And I spilt loads of pancake mix, didn't I?
You did. She made me a glorious pancake. And then before she'd made her own, she spilt the whole... Because I was so impressed. Because she was like, do you want a pancake? And I was like, what, a Scotch one? Like a Brit? And she was like, no. And then she got out the biggest, like,
it's
Tupperware
at least, it's a
of,
liter
like,
and a half,
pancake
I
batter.
Yeah.
I was like... You just got pancake batter in your fridge.
Yeah.
Note, James, you will be producing some pancake batter to have in the fridge tonight. And and then you proceeded to make me my pancake. And while I was chomping down on it, you spilt the rest all over the floor.
Elbow. And I had a tantrum.
Gutted. She did have a bit of a tantrum.
Well,
I just also was like, why don't you just let your dog lick it up? That's what I do. But she looked at me like a bit like, you're a foul bitch. I was like, I would mop the floor afterwards.
I've actually got pancake batter all over my foot.
It's in between her toes, people.
God.
It's in between her toes.
God, that is such a disgusting thought, isn't it? Pancake batter between your toes.
You know what? I was watching a really hideous documentary the other day, which I won't go into. Mm. And I was talking to a very, very, probably my best friend in the whole world. Yes.
Am I not your best friend in the whole
world?
Yeah,
of course you are.
Lucy, now you tell me.
But I said about going back to normal, and she was like, there is no normal. And it's kind of like that thing, isn't it? Of like, this time will pass. And,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you won't feel in this funk forever.
That's
your
so
period
annoying,
will come.
Isn't it? But it's so annoying because there's so many people, like, it's so commonplace, isn't it, for people to say they're in a funk. Like, I don't know, I think... There's just more to be in a funk about. I'm trying to be grateful. You know, I'm trying to do all that
sort of
gratitude.
But
like
off.
Sometimes it's like, I just can't do it. I just don't. Yes, I know I've got so much to be grateful for. Yes, you know, I've got this, that and the other. And yes, we're not, you know, we're so lucky with not living in war zones. We're so lucky for our health and all of that. And I do feel very lucky.
It doesn't make it. Yeah,
sometimes you just can't help but be pissed off and just feel shit, and like just, really shit,
and just
cry
because,
to sad songs.
And just because we're lucky, and don't get me wrong, like I know that I have such a blessed life, it still makes it. It's not any fucking easier. Like life is hard. I say this to the kids all the time. I'm just like, life is hard.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
Really hard, and it's like every day we have to get up and fucking go back out there and choose to survive. And it's hard.
Yeah, it can be.
Life is not easy, man.
I know. And it's funny, isn't it? Because Gabriella has had a bit of a rubbish time at school recently. Just not with friends, but just I think she's just not loving school this year, which is such a shame because she's always loved school, loved it. Anyway, and I don't know, you remember when you were sort of younger and you just sort of thought being an adult was going to be like everything when you're grown up, it's just so much easier.
Well, no, you know? I've told you the story on the podcast before. I literally used to spend hours looking through the Argos catalogue.
Yeah.
And certainly, that's what I used
what
to think.
We can buy when
if
we're older.
I get all my stuff and I get my house and then everything will be fine.
I've always thought
that everything will be fine if I can just, and it's no, everything's fine now in its own weird fucked up way. Nothing's ever going to solve all your problems.
No.
If you lose weight, you still, something else, mate.
Completely.
It's today. Oh my God, people have started noticing, people you don't really see that much about me losing weight.
And rather
than just take the compliment, obviously every time I just go, I'm on injections.
Yeah.
And then my friend, who didn't really understand, was like, what? And I then do the sign of injecting into my leg.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was like, Wegovy. And she was like, what's Wegovy? And I was like, Ozempic. And she was like, no, what? And a lot of people don't know. But people are starting to notice. And I'm like, this is amazing. But it's not going to solve all my problems, dude.
But I think it does help, though.
When I'm a heroin chic like Kate Moss, I'm still going to be an absolute idiot who, doesn't have it all together and feels that way. Is it a fallacy? Is that the word? That it's if you sort one thing out, it's just gonna... Okay, so I was talking to my friend the other day. So going he is now 9 months sober.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I just am so happy. But he was I'm now kind of addicted to the gym.
Who is the guy?
The guy, yeah. So he's 9 months sober. Yeah, and we're talking he was bad. He was vodka in the morning.
Right.
He was poor guy. And he's been through the NHS rehab as well.
Right.
So it's not he's paid for it. He has had to jump through hoops. And every time I see him, I'm I'm so fucking proud of you. I don't know. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He was I'm now addicted to the gym. And I was as an addiction, it's not that bad. But I was addiction is sneaky because you get one thing sorted over here and you're oh, I'm killing it over here. And it pops up in some other way.
Yeah.
Anxiety, you get it sorted in one area of your life. My anxiety is not so bad at the moment, but then my anxiety about the podcast is really bad. It pops up, it's sneaky.
It can just piggyback onto something, whatever it sort of jumps onto the back of something always, doesn't it? But yeah. I know that when I am slimmer and happier with my weight, I am generally more easygoing and just generally feel happier.
For sure.
I think, but I think, you know what, everyone has these moments, and that's probably why, because actually to look at and people that don't know us very well, probably think we're two of the happiest people they've ever met.
Yeah.
Do you know, and so it's quite good, even as two of the happiest people in the world, to admit that actually sometimes we're not happy, and sometimes it can just you can just be in a bit of a funk, and you just have to let it ride. You just have to ride it out, and it will just, and then there's no point forcing it. I think sometimes, when people say, oh God, I think I'm wallowing in, I feel
self-pity.
And it's do you know what? Fucking wallow. Cause actually you just need to wallow. Trying to tell yourself to being really upset or being in a funk and then trying to force yourself out of it.
There's no point.
Just sit with it, wallow, and then it will pass through, a bit like a train passing through a station.
Totally. And sometimes I feel you need to wallow to work through it as well. I used to do that with my anxiety. I used to really try and I used to get annoyed with myself. It's why I hated meditation, because I'd be oh, I'm really shit at this. Same. I just can't do it. And being then getting really unkind with myself. And sometimes I'll obsess about an issue and I'll obsess. But now, and I used to get so annoyed with myself, and James gets annoyed with me as well. But now I have a different viewpoint on it. I'm like, sometimes I have to obsess and wallow and work through it in my head because it's a big meaty thing that I'm trying to work through and deal with.
Yeah.
And that's actually fine. And you're better when you come out the other side of it.
Totally. I saw that thing, you know, that thing on Instagram, you know, thank you to the friend who's let me talk about it, you know, talk about that issue 450 times until I'm over it. You know, sometimes you just have to sort of really sit with it and keep talking about it and like just until you're exhausted by it and it's gone. Like it's almost like you have to talk it to death.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you just have to think it to death. And like life is complicated and things aren't always as simple to work through.
No. And it's funny because certain things can like just bite you in the arse. You know, like the other day, so I mean, I don't know if this is a depressing episode or not, but you know, the other day, my friend Ali, who passed away, who I was with when she passed away, you know, I can see pictures of, you know, I was looking through pictures and like some songs that she was singing and stuff. And I was sort of absolutely fine. And then suddenly I came across some antibiotics in the drawer the last time I had those antibiotics, were when, I was in hospital with her and the doctor noticed that I had this infection in my finger. And I just like lost it, like lost it for probably a couple of hours before the school run. But, you know, but it's just funny how like also be just so taken aback and bitten in the arse by something that you just don't even know what your triggers are sometimes. Oh. That's my point to that.
No,
you can sometimes be just fucked over by things that you don't even. I do swear too much.
No,
I really
you don't.
Do swear too much, I think.
But like I will never ever forget being in Hong Kong and like this is so gross, but smelling my dad's fart.
Mm.
Like he'd been dead for 15 years and I literally smelt his fart. And I remember dropping down to my knees on the ground and being like, oh my God, it's like my dad is here. Like yeah, disgusting foul smell. And then I remember trying to chase this fart. Yeah. Like, where's it gone? Yeah. Like, where's this? Like chasing random men around Hong Kong, trying to sniff their asses.
Oh.
Like, but it was like, and smell can be so evocative.
Yeah,
of like,
definitely.
I will never forget that. Yeah,
yeah.
Music, anything. Music. Or just, and also I think it's when you don't expect it. Sometimes you can sit there with like songs and stuff like that. Like you know that, but like with something like like some medicine or something that just all of a sudden takes you back there. I was talking about that podcast the other day that I used to listen to all the time and it popped up on my Spotify. And I thought, why haven't I listened to this?
Mm.
And then I put it on and all of a sudden I was back in my car driving to radiotherapy. And I was that's why I fucking haven't listened to it. Because it reminds me of that horrible time where I was having to do that horrible journey and do that horrible thing.
Yeah.
So
you can just have these. It's like the one like my song Fly High. You know, some days I can sing it because it is written about her and others that I've sadly lost. But some days I can sing it and I'm fine and I think I'll be absolutely fine. And then other days, you know, like the last time I tried to record it in the studio, I had everyone listening to me cry
wail.
For about, you know, like couldn't stop. You know, I was like, you know, and everyone's in the engineering, you know, in
booth.
The engineer's room, like kind of.
What the
stop?
Fuck
when
is going
stop?
On?
And I was like, my God, I thought I was fine. I listened to it loads to kind of prepare myself for this. And yet suddenly now this is so embarrassing.
Like
da,
a da, puddle da, on da. The
anyway.
Floor.
But triggers are very, can be very unexpected. And, let's say
wallow in your funk.
Wallow in your funk and wallow with those triggers and feel, you know, I think some self-pity is healthy.
Yeah.
You know, there's and it's part of self-care, right?
Totally.
Self-care.
But not when it turns into a pity party.
No,
what's
no pity
off?
Party.
And that's off something, a pity
know.
Party.
I can't remember.
I feel like it's Friends, but anyway.
Sorry, just
go.
Totally digressing, like totally rewinding back to, rewinding to Lush and the West Country, reminds me that I need to, my sister listened to the intro podcast, and she was very disappointed, sorry, Lena, that I said I was a Londoner. Or she was like, hang on a minute, you're not just a Londoner. So I need to clarify that I was born in London. I moved to Somerset when I was 10.
What? Where did you live in Somerset? Why
did
don't
you
I know
not know
this?
That?
No.
We moved to Somerset. We moved from central London to a hamlet.
In where? What's
in
it called?
In Milverton. It's at the hamlet's called Houndsmore, but the village is Milverton near Taunton in Somerset.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, we moved there and I lived there for 8 years before uni and then coming back to London. And I guess, yeah, anyway, so she was like, I just think it's really wrong of you to like be honest and authentic. And I mean, she didn't say it like this. She said it in a much funnier, sort of nicer way. But she was basically saying you can't be authentic and funny and then sort of say you're a Londoner. But I was like, I'm 44.
I love
8
that.
Years of my life were in Somerset, even though they were the most formative and some of my best friends ever. Forever will have come from it.
And you're moving back thereofs.
Yeah.
That's because I'm moving back to the West Country in
Lucy's
July.
Back to the West Country.
So I'm now trying to get everyone to leave London with me. I'm not jealous.
We have thought about it, but actually I think we're going to...
Stay here.
Yeah, I think... And maybe that's to do with the fact that... Anyway, that's another conversation.
We've got to go.
But we do have to go. What time is it? And how long
have we
been
chatting for?
Quarter to two. But anyway, So I am part London, part West Country. And I'm not... And I wasn't saying that I was a Londoner because I was ashamed of my West Country roots in any way, shape or form, little sister. So there, I've explained myself.
I love that.
Yeah, I just felt like, shit, I don't want anyone to think I was not telling the truth. But so anything else, Lucy?
No, not from me.
No, I don't think anything from me either. So this is just a funky catch-up, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep on thinking it's saying it's Funky Friday, but it's not. It's Thursday, so we'll stop that.
Thursday's the new Funky Friday. Funky Friday is the new Thursday.
We'll work on that.
Cares. All right. See you later. I hope you've enjoyed this random catch-up.
Bye.
Bye. Lots of love.